particularly phosphorus and potassium. And that's because these plants that have had their roots fed on by these insects, they aren't doing a very good job of taking up those nutrients. As the healthy plants around the affected area begin to grow, often you'll see kind of some stunting of these affected plants. And so often, you know, as you get a little bit further along, you'll get a better appreciation for the extent of that damage. In many cases, we see areas that are impacted sort of on the tops of hills and areas like that that are a little bit better drained. Very often, that's where we'll see this injury kind of the most pronounced. And if you dig those affected plants up, the insect itself looks kind of like a tiny white grub. And they're not all that closely related to like Japanese beetles and other white grub species, but they do resemble them pretty closely, except they're much smaller. They're going to be maybe a little smaller than a pea. It's maybe about 3/16 of an inch, something like that.